Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. The income tax story, or not the income tax, the grocery store tax.
Same thing.
Has gone nuts since it was brought to light last week, and we helped expand it on Friday. And then the Republicans got into it, and now the governor wants to have it rebuked and this and that. And Wayne Pesce represents the Connecticut Food Association as their president. Wayne, good morning. How are you?
Ahoy, mateys.
Thank you. Very nice, see? Attaboy, Wayne. Attaboy. Wayne, you've got a permanent invite on this morning show.
That's Let me tell you. You're a regular now, man.
So when you saw this list, the DRS, according to the governor, randomly put out there, what was your initial reaction?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, we had met with the DRS right after this passed the session. So we actually went in and met with the commissioner and his team back in late May to discuss, you know, where they were going with this and what they thought this might look like.
Right.
And we had been waiting for guidance for a couple of months, which came out last week. So we were pretty surprised, obviously, by the depth and scope of the items that came out. So, for example, we had anticipated that these were foods to go, you know, items in our foods to go areas.
Right.
And this has kind of gotten to, bag salads, prepackaged muffins, bite-sized ice creams, yogurt drinks. So really it's in the deli, it's in the produce section, it's in the the frozen section. So we were a bit surprised by the guidance when it came out last week.
Wayne, when you took a look, I mean, the story we got from Senator Austin the other day was that, it was in there, but they kind of misinterpreted it and made it much broader than it should be. Did you take a look at is that a valid excuse?
Well, I think there were some items that were placed into guidance a couple years back that weren't really being looked at, and
yeah,
they just took whatever was, you know, on the books and just added those in. But I don't know that was the intent of the legislation when it was passed. That's for sure.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Wayne. It sounded like you had
something. To your point, there were some items that were not being taxed at 6.35% that were added to this new guidance. That's correct.
Well, and it looks to me like, if you remember when the budget was first proposed, there was a laundry list of things that they talked about taxing,
and the
outcry was so much. It wasn't all grocery, but there were a lot of grocery things in there, and the outcry was so much that they decided to say, "Okay, well, we're not going to do it." This your story, and I like the governor. Don't get me wrong, but this looks suspicious to me.
Well, I was on with you, fellas,
right,
back in February, right, when they ballooned the grocery tax, and that was resoundingly pushed back on by all types of people, not only just legislators, Democratic and Republican, but consumers. So I don't think that these two things are linked. I think that the Speaker, we met with the Speaker, Arsenowitz, back in March, and we had talked about, prepared foods, and would that be something that we could support to soften the blow of the grocery tax? And we agreed to do that, believing that we were talking about a couple hundred items in our foods to go section. This is thousands of items.
But because Wayne, one of the things that you bring up, and we should get to it, is that, you know, you go to any grocery store now, and the fact is there's some items that are taxable, some items that are not. And, you know, if you're scanning, you got to know which is which, correct?
Well, see, again, we didn't get to this point yet, but this was one of the points. This was the second point I really wanted to talk about. The timing of the guidance was 18 days when it came out last week.
God.
When we're working with the IRS right now, they're going to get us some information by Friday. That'll be 12 days.
Oof.
So one of the things that we're really concerned about is compliance, because we're not sure that we have enough time for 12 days to get all of these items into our POS system. So There's some real concerns there around the timing of this. Once they figure out what these items are that are going to get the 1% additional tax, and how quickly our members can turn around and add those to their point of sale system, so that consumers will know what they're being taxed on.
Well, and we had talked, Ray and I had talked about both on and off the air about that fact that this is, this is going to change how people shop. It's going to change, the registers. Like you said, people, I can foresee, having worked at a grocery store, I can foresee a situation where somebody scans an item, they find out it's taxed, they didn't know about it, and they go off the wall. That's the last thing you need in your grocery stores.
Well, that's some of it, and I think transparency is important.
Right.
So we need to figure out. Okay, I wasn't taxed on this item. This item was 6.35%, and this item is 7.35%. And we need to figure out and make sure that we're communicating that to consumers so that there's transparency in the process. And that's why it's important that we have a little bit of time to get it right.
But 18 days isn't, the 12 days isn't a lot of time.
Yeah.
No, I have to tell you, I'm getting pushed really hard by my members to get them some time, and we're really not getting anywhere with that. We would like to get a little bit more time to figure this out and get it right. My email's blowing up with my members asking me to get them more time to figure this out because, again, we don't even have clear guidance as we speak here today.
Right. It's a potential disaster. And look, they can talk, we gotta go, but they can talk all they want about they want DRS to revoke it and change it around. If that happens in 12 days, good for them. If it doesn't, then it's a huge mess that's going to fall on your people, and that's not fair. So.
Yeah, look, we don't have a dog in the fight. I'm not a legislator. Special session and repeal it and all of that other stuff. We want clear guidance.
Right. You want to find out what's up. Right.
Yeah, we want to be in compliance so that we are transparent with our customers and that, we're not somehow taking the bulk of, complaints from consumers because they're not getting proper information when they check out at the stores.
All right. Wayne, as always, thanks for the time, brother. We appreciate it.
There you go.
it's a nightmare.
Well, and what about even bodegas, convenience stores who do sell prepared items? They're going to have to adjust everything too.
Well, if you listen to the state, it's going to be taken care of before October 1st.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.